Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Valley's new country leader.
I got to thank some folks that came out Saturday morning.
Okay.
To the sidewalk in front of my house.
Yes.
Dressed as... What do you mean dressed as? The actual princesses showed up, Cheyenne. The Princess Project Arizona sent Moana, Belle, and...
Jasmine. Yeah!
To my house to surprise my daughters.
And they looked fantastic.
They looked great. They were really shy, though, because I said, we have a surprise for you girls. And they were so excited, uh-huh. Right? Because their cousins are over right now, but they didn't come till the following day.
Uh-huh.
So they go out there, and they're looking around. And then around the corner comes the princesses. And then Tatum just shot for the house. She was so shy.
Yeah.
Kaylin, you know, like me, the wheels start turning in the head as to how this happened. And, well, you know.
How are they outside on my steps?
Yeah.
What's happening?
So they offered the princesses. We took advantage of it and gave them the address and they came out.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Princess Project Arizona, if you want to check them out.
That's so great.
Which, after those three princesses left, I was doing something. I looked out the window and then I saw Anna. I guess Anna was late to the party.
Aww. She's so just like wandering around?
Yeah, like she was late to the party trying to find the address. Felt really bad that she got all dressed up and all that. But
that's a bummer.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
It was good, but it was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Irritating?
Oh.
I guess. So here's the thing, right? Easton is three.
Okay.
My pool is still closed.
Easton's your son.
Easton is my son. He is very rambunctious, and the fact that none of my, like, community areas within my apartment complex are still closed.
Well, they open today, right? Or no?
No.
June 1st?
No. That was the rumor. Now, the rumor is that we don't have any date. So,
what?
Yes. What I've also found out is that there is one person in the office who, by the way, does not live in the apartment complex. That's a huge germaphobe. And this one person that doesn't even live in the apartments is causing things to not be open. However, I did find out, I did find out yesterday that because community pools and centers are allowed to be open, mm-hmm. that we are still being charged full rent. And not having access, that there are steps that we can take to get that sorted out, because they're denying us access to the amenities that we're paying for.
Start a petition. Take it around to all the different apartments in your apartment complex.
I am very much so considering writing a strongly worded email. Because that irritates me. As a single mom, I need to be able to take my three-year-old somewhere and do something without having to take him into the public where people don't care about social distancing.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. You went up to, what, the river, and it was just crazy.
It was insane.
Over the weekend. Yeah. Definitely no social. I've seen so many pictures of just everybody just hanging out in crowds.
Not to put it out into the world, but if they said, hey, we're having another wave of cases, confirmed cases, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Just be safe. Wash your hands, stop touching your face, social distance, and we'll be all right. Producer JP, what happened to Costco?
Oh, man. I was that guy. You don't want to be that guy in the grocery store, and I was that guy. There was three people in front of us, and I thought I had time to go grab more items because we could use coffee and pirate booty.
Uh-huh.
Pirate booty. You don't even have kids. What do you need pirate booty
Heidi
for?
Heidi likes it.
What?
Yes. My wife loves it, and so do I. I get back to the line, and all of our stuff is put to the side because I didn't make it back in time, and I held up the line, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, I hope you had a great weekend. 103 today. Excessive heat warning starts tomorrow through the weekend. 108 tomorrow, 109 Thursday, 111 on Friday.
That pool better be open, I'm telling you.
It's Camel Country. 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Our senior salute brought to you by the Marine Corps and Sanderson Ford.
Yasmin Rivera from Skyline High School. We love you, and we are so proud of you.
Yasmin!
There it is. And we got a voicemail.
A shout out to Jericho Menke. He's graduating from Hamilton High School in Chandler. This is his dad and mom, Pete and Sherry Menke. Way to go, Jericho.
Way to go, Jericho!
All right, text the word grad to 22108 for all the details on how to get your senior a part of that senior salute.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out, Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 107.9 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to our one big trivia game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Gunner versus Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. First to three wins. Your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today.
So to catch you up on what happened over the last couple of weeks, Cheyenne went 4-0 week one. I went 4-0 last week, so here we are tied at four games apiece.
I'm still saucy about last week, too.
Yeah, if we had to calm Cheyenne down a little bit, I had to bring in a shot of Fireball and give her some...
A massage.
A massage. Calm her down a little bit. But and then she had a weekend kind of, you know, calm down a little bit as well. So.
I did.
See how it goes. I'm not... I woke up late this morning, got here late, so I'm already off my routine. We'll see how
I'm hoping this is my saving grace today.
We'll see what happens here.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. A Kit Kat candy bar has how many?
Gunner.
Cheyenne.
Gunner got in.
This is going to be a twisted question, I'm sure. I'm going to say four.
That is not what I'm asking.
I knew it. It was going to be something else.
A Kit Kat candy bar has how many letters in its name?
Seven.
No.
Incorrect.
It's eight, isn't it?
Six. How many letters? K-I-T-K.
Six. It's Kit Kat. Yeah. K-I-T-K-A-T.
I put an E at the end of Kit. That's why. Dang it.
That was a toss-up for you.
I know.
It could have gone either way. As I said, Gunner, Gosh. All right, go ahead.
Next question. What does the acronym SMH stand for?
Gunner, shake my head.
Correct.
I need to be faster on my name.
Next question. Which cartoon character lives in a pineapple under the sea? I heard Cheyenne.
SpongeBob.
SquarePants.
In a pineapple under the sea.
One question apiece. Here we go.
Next question. The average human tongue has 10,000 of these.
Cheyenne!
I heard Cheyenne.
Taste buds.
Correct!
I don't know. I feel like I'm saying my name first.
I'm just louder.
I had three cups of coffee, and I'm paying extra attention today, guys.
Okay, all right,
next question. On Instagram, Maren Morris posted a picture of her two-month-year-old son. What's her son's name?
Cheyenne!
I heard Gunner.
I don't know it.
Hayes.
Hayes is correct!
All right. Did she get it? She got the win?
That's the win!
She got the win! Oh my gosh! Nicely done there, Cheyenne.
Thank you. I was going to go all out and just like parade myself around this entire building with my next win because you were not very nice on Friday. But I also know how hard of a morning it's been for you, and I'm not going to do that to you today.
I'm still trying to figure out why my alarms didn't go off this morning. I'm sitting here setting alarms on my phone, and they're not going off. Something happened with my iPhone that is
so
not working.
Weird.
Anyway, congratulations, Cheyenne. Cheyenne's up 5-4 in one big trivia game.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Well, any talk of sports is good news, I think. And I'm so excited to tell you that the NBA announced yesterday on Twitter that they have opened discussion with the Players Association to resume the 2019-2020 season in late July. Now, there's going to have to be changes made, just like with baseball, just like with other places, because, well, you can't have large gatherings. So the NBA is actually looking at teams being housed and playing in Florida at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Disney World. So teams would stay there so that they were social distancing from people, only staying around the same people, and then going to play in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Now, they're not the only ones Disney who came World. Out. Or, yeah, Disney yeah. World. Thank you. They're not the only ones over the weekend who announced plans for continuing their season. The NHL also is in talks with the players' union about resuming their season. So what would happen is that they would move forward with their playoffs being at 24 teams. Right now, it's 16 teams in a normal NHL season. They've got 31 teams as a whole, okay? NHL has 31 teams. Right now, if we were in a normal NHL season, there's 16 teams in the playoffs. So they're doubling that this year to 24 teams.
No, that's not doubling well, 16.
Okay, adding. I'm not a mathematician, okay? So they're going from 16 teams in the playoffs to 24 teams in the playoffs.
They're having play-in games. Like right now, like the Coyotes would not have made the playoffs.
Right.
So being that they are extending it to the 24 teams, the Coyotes would be a part of the play-in games with the potential to get into the, the playoffs. Yeah.
So I think it's great. Hopefully we will see more soon where professional sports are considered. More casinos are also planning on opening up over the next week. That includes Talking Stick Resort, Casino Arizona, and Desert Diamond West Valley. Now, none of those casinos have publicly released what their sanitary procedures are going to be, but I think educated guess is it's going to look a lot like what all the other casinos like Gila River has been doing with more sanitary stations and spreading apart the slot machines. And I think quarantine was a little too much for Morgan Wallen because over the weekend he went out with his buddies and ended up getting arrested on Saturday at Kid Rock's bar. Now, he did get charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct, which doesn't sound all that bad. However, when you read the police report, it does say that he was kicking glass objects, breaking things, and it doesn't look good when you start to read the things, because if you were that drunk to where you're kicking glass and just breaking things, it's just not a good thing. That's exactly what happened. He was asked to leave. He refused to leave. Yeah. It was a big deal. He did post his own bail for $500 and then apologized on Twitter the next day. You can take us anywhere you go. Just download the free radio.com app on your smartphone. Just search radio.com in the app store. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
Well, earlier this hour, one big trivia game. Cheyenne got the victory today. She's up 5-4.
I just needed a couple of days rest.
Rest the mind a little bit. Freshen the brain things that I am not coming up with now that I need to be doing a little bit more of right now. Just not on it today.
You know those things that aren't working currently. Those
brain receptors, right? I don't know. It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Boston Mike, what's going on, man?
Nothing. You guys got some good trivia questions. I got about half those wrong. Oh, man. Hey, Cheyenne, you do it so well. And Gunner, I have to give my hats off to you, man. You lose so gracefully, but when you win, you're like just like... Dude, listen, I don't care how big you are. You got to sleep sometime. And there are women. Sisters before misters. Remember, you got a wife. She's a girl. You're in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
It
would have been a little weird this morning, I think, if I got another win. It would have been a rough week, I think.
I was always told by my mom, when you lose to a woman, lose gracefully, but don't, you know that you won, but just lose anyway. Because in the end, you'll win, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I'm like, mom, funny. I'm 9. What am I supposed to win? She's like, you'll get it. Don't worry.
You'll get it. How was the weekend, Boston Mike?
No, it was a quiet weekend, man. Very quiet.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Listen, Gunner, you got to get away from TikTok. It's like a bad rabbit hole. You get stuck right into a rabbit hole.
Get away from what?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
Because you remember last week you were
the
all
strawberries.
On TikTok.
Yeah, the whole strawberries and the saltwater thing, which we went and bought strawberries yesterday, and we did not do the saltwater cleaning of them. And, the whole time as my daughters were eating them, I'm like, I don't know.
I probably should have cleaned those.
You guys rock. I came out here, first station I ever listened to. Now I'm in therapy. Anyways, you guys are really, really good.
Thank you.
Every compliment you give, there's always some sort of like a backhanded part of it.
I know.
See, that's what you guys need something like that. And, you know, beat a Bostonian, it's like, yeah, we got our own slang that you guys just haven't caught up to yet, you know?
Hi, Boston Mike. Have a good day.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
Oh, my gosh. Breathe.
Breathe.
Breaking on up. Breaking on up. The Phoenix sunshine. Gunner and Cheyenne on the radio.
And there was this girl, her name was Nicole Kidman. She was running around her neighborhood and she broke her ankle. What the heck? It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Got her in Cheyenne, going for a little jog.
Yeah.
Busted her ankle. Like the most basic of things to an extent, right?
Yeah. Did she like hit a pothole or something?
She hit a pothole?
Like she ran
into... she was driving?
Yeah. Like she like... I don't know. I feel like there would have to be something like... I can't imagine her just like running and stepping and just like...
There was something there. But I mean, like you go out for a jog. I mean, breaking your ankle seems pretty extreme. Like when you're just going around the neighborhood, right?
Right. Like how... Like you just think about how frequently you do this one task, and this one time was the time that just... away it went.
Broke the lady's ankles back. Broke the camel's back. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
So.
I don't know. That's why I felt like we're going with that. I don't know.
No. I mean, it happens. I mean, sometimes the easiest tasks are the ones that do you in.
Have you ever, what's the most basic way you've injured yourself?
Not really anyway. I'm usually doing something, like playing a sport or drinking a little too much, because I broke my ankle drinking too much. It was not a good time.
What happened?
I fell down a rocky ravine.
Down a rocky ravine.
Yes, I make it sound really drastic. It really wasn't that bad. I was at a concert, Zac Brown Band, and I drank entirely too much. And long story short, I ended up trying to go backstage, air quotes.
Yeah.
You know, you're drunk. You're being stupid. And there away I went down this rocky hill. And
were you trying to like jump a fence and get back there? Or were you trying to like, I'm so pretty, I'm going to get backstage?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just I was with a buddy, and he was like, hey, I could totally, this is the way to backstage, and not knowing the venue. I now know, because I've worked the venue past that. But, yeah, it was not
good. It's just a rocky ravine. You got to be careful when you're walking.
You do, especially when you're in Washington, because there's a lot of rocky ravines in Washington State.
Yeah, well, the Gorge Amphitheater is what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And there's, I mean, it's like Red Rocks in Colorado.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous just facility, but there's... a lot of rocky areas. You got to watch your step.
Yeah. So nothing like mundane, like running. It's nothing like that. But I mean, I've always had to have a little bit extra something to hurt myself.
The one stupid way I injured myself growing up was I remember getting in my parents' minivan to go to a church.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like 13. My brother was like 8 or 9 at the time, and he was really bothering me. And I karate chopped the top of his head, and I broke my pinky, like my bone on the bottom of my hand.
You karate chopped your brother's head?
Yeah. I was like, Christopher, you idiot. Yeah, right on top of the head.
Instant karma.
That's exactly it. His hard head busted my hand.
What sucks is if you would have just rotated your hand just a smidge, you would have never broke it.
No, but I mean, you want a flat hand? What's that going to do? But
I feel like that would hurt.
No, you turn it to an edge. Like, you're not going to cut anything with a knife sideways, right? You're just going to slap it, right? You can't cut anything. Karate chop. Gah.
You know, that's a James Bond move, you know, like a spy.
I mean, if it's able to go through bricks and wood with like ninjas and stuff.
I totally see where your thought process was on that, though. Like, I'm just going to karate chop his head.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think that one out, you know, because his head, you know, it's not going to split in half like a brick.
Yeah. It's not a cartoon character.
No. Have you ever injured yourself in the most basic way?
Producer JP. Over the weekend, I kicked a rock, a big one. I just wear sandals a lot, and sometimes I'm supposed to wear shoes. Like setting up a tent, I was at Courtesy Chevrolet on Saturday, and I was moving the tent, and I just kicked a rock. Black toe.
Oh.
You just kicked it out of the way. You did it on accident.
I did it on accident. Oh, okay. It was a big rock. About the size of a basketball.
You make it sound like a boulder.
It was.
You didn't see the basketball-sized rock in the middle of the parking lot?
I didn't mean to kick the rock, but
I got
did.
Bigger questions. Yeah.
Why is there a basketball-sized rock in the middle of the parking lot?
At a car dealership.
It hurt, okay? And I didn't mean to, okay?
602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. How did you injure yourself in the most basic of ways? Here's Jason Aldean now, Campbell Country, 107.9. Well, I'm sure it's tough to forget if you've ever injured yourself in the most basic way.
I feel like that's something you're just never going to forget.
Yeah, you want to forget it.
But you can't. And or people around you won't let you forget.
That's right. It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Nicole Kidman. She was just jogging around the neighborhood and hit a pothole, busted her ankle.
Oh.
Sounds painful.
It does.
But have you ever injured yourself in the most basic ways? Jacob is in Phoenix. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, guys. How you been?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Dude, how'd you, you injured your ankle?
Yeah, so I was hiking with my girlfriend and her sister.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a 2.5-3 mile hike up to the top, and we're walking down. And I thought it would be a great idea to kind of show off to my girlfriend and start jogging a little bit.
Jogging, watch this.
And I'm in shape, but not cardio. I hate running. So after like 30 seconds, I was over it, but my girlfriend just runs past me. So I'm like, oh, I can't stop because I can't let her keep
right.
running. Right.
And so I don't know what step. On or whatever it was, I just was jogging. Yeah. My left went out underneath me, and within 10 seconds, it's a grapefruit.
Oh my gosh.
And you still about 2.5 miles. So I just, she was like, oh, are you? Yeah.
Walk it off, champ.
I was crying a little. I just tied it right, cause that's what I did.
Right.
And down miles and probably.
I'm getting like every other word. So what? Hang on. So you injured your ankle just trying to show off?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wow. I don't think your phone. I don't think your phone wants you to tell the story either.
I know. The phone's like, just don't kinda, do this to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, your phone was kind of going in and out there a little bit. But wow, man, how have you injured yourself in the most basic of ways? 602-260-1079. I love you, man. Is next. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gutter and Cheyenne. How have you injured yourself in the most basic of ways? Getting on to this conversation because Nicole Kidman was running around her neighborhood in Nashville, hit a pothole, busted her ankle.
I still can't believe that. And my ankle cringes just hearing the story. Ugh. Ow.
Couldn't imagine being her ankle.
I know, right? We do have some comments coming in on social media. If you want to get a hold of us on social media and tell us your story, you can. We are at Gunner and Cheyenne. Erica said that she sprained her wrist carrying in groceries. Now, this is all she said, so my assumption is that she was doing what most moms do and pack all of your groceries onto each arm,
yeah.
And it just became too much, and she sprained her wrist. Jake said that he slipped getting out of the shower and busted his chin wide open.
Ow.
I know. Like, that's why you get rugs in the bathroom.
Yeah, Dawn is in Maricopa. How did you injure yourself in the most basic of ways?
Okay, so my ex-husband had a lifted truck, and it was lifted pretty high. I went to slide out of the truck like I've done 1,000 times before. I slid down, landed on both my feet, managed to break 2 of my bones in my foot.
Oh, my gosh.
How high was the truck?
He had 44s on it, and it had a total of 22 inches of lift.
Oh, my Lanta. Was he jumping trucks? Why was it so big?
Well, he's also 6'9", so for him, it wasn't really all that big.
Yeah. But for you, it's like you got to run and jump just to get up in there, huh?
Yeah, I'm 5'3", so there's a huge difference.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
Well, and I didn't even know I broke it until 6 months later when it wouldn't quit hurting, and I couldn't figure out why.
You live with the pain for 6 months?
Yeah, well, it wasn't like, it didn't swell up. It didn't do all the normal things that broken bones would do.
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't know, and it came to find out it was stress fractures.
Wow. Don,
that's
thanks
crazy.
For the call. Yeah, and there's something else. 602-260-1079 is our phone number. You can also text us at 22108.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
The NHL announced that they will be entering into their phase 2 of opening, which allows players to get back onto the ice. It also allows clubs to open up their training facilities to let, you know, them get back in shape and get back on the ice. Now, they are not allowed to be in groups of 6 or more. they do have to have masks on except for when they're working out or on the ice. What I also found interesting, though, is that only players are allowed on the ice. There's no coaches allowed. There's no other staff. Only players are allowed on the ice. So with that happening, I think we can expect to have a more solid plan coming from the NHL as to how they're going to resume their season. Speaking of hockey, though, and the reason I bring this up is because the Arizona Cardinals and Gila River Arena are doing something pretty awesome this week.
Hang on. The Cardinals? Coyotes.
Coyotes. What is wrong with me today? It's literally right in front of me. Okay. The Coyotes and Gila River Arena are going to be hosting a community blood drive tomorrow and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, here's the thing. Is going into Memorial Weekend, it was projected that the blood supply in the reserve would drop 25% over the weekend because it's a long weekend. So what the Coyotes and Gila River are doing is hosting this community blood drive. They are hoping to bring in 700 donors, and they're giving you a little bit of a bonus if you go and donate. So all donors will actually receive one complimentary ticket to a Coyotes home game next season, a voucher for a slice of pizza and a Pepsi at Streets of New York, and you're going to be entered in for a raffle to win a 2019-2020 Coyotes team signed stick.
Oh, okay. So from last season.
Yeah,
from last season.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So if you're in the area of Gila River Arena, stop by and donate some blood tomorrow and Thursday. Jordan Davis had his self-titled album drop on Friday last week, and I actually had a chance to sit down and talk with Jordan prior in the week last week, and I asked him, which is one of my favorite things to ask artists, is what song should everybody hear? What's your favorite song? And his response was Church in a Chevy. Here it is. Take a listen.
I went to church in a Chevy on the two-lane on the side of the road. Sun coming up, cutting through the light bulbs. Wind through the windows like a whisper on the breeze. Out there in the quiet, heard him talking to me. Amazing grace came flooding through the windshield. Feel some broken parts of me start to heal. My lost getting found, no one else around. Middle of nowhere dirt, and I went to church in a Chevy.
I think this song is coming at such a good time because churches have been closed and people have had to find their own place of religion, and sometimes that's in a Chevy on a back road. If you're headed up to the mountains, the rivers, or even to the gym, you can take us with you. All you got to do is tap on your free radio.com app and search for Camel Country 107.9. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing in Camel Country on 107.9.
All right, calls still rolling in on how you injured yourself in the most basic of ways. We're going to get to these coming up right here. Camel Country, here's Rascal Flatts. Camel Country 107.9. It's Gunner and Cheyenne. Thanks for having us on this morning. I hope you had a great weekend. We're talking about this injury that Nicole Kidman had. She broke her ankle running around her neighborhood.
Which is still just mind-boggling.
How have you injured yourself in the most basic of ways? Chad, what you got, man?
Well, it was a long time ago. Me and my buddies were going, when I was stationed in Washington, we were going Cosmic Bowling one night. And who doesn't go Cosmic Bowling, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, one of my buddies told me, hey, I bet you want Fred Flintstone tiptoe all the way and make a strike.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And see, when you're drunk, there ain't no challenge you ain't going to take.
Right.
So, this is just fact. So, anyway, the end result was I tiptoed past the do not pass mark, and I slipped backwards. And when you throw your hands behind you, you plant on the ground. One of my hands still had the fingers in the ball. And I broke all three of my fingers.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, that makes my stomach hurt.
So I guess then the result is there is some challenges you can't take.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out.
I like to laugh with a good joke, especially by kinfolk. It's Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
You know, President Trump is 73 and doesn't wear glasses. You want to know why?
Why?
Well, mainly because he's got 2020!
2020!
Waking on up, waking on up, the Phoenix sunshine. Gunner and Cheyenne on the radio. It's Camel Country.
Waking on up,
1079. Gunner and Cheyenne, it's a good time. We're waking on up,
waking on up,
to the Phoenix sunshine.
Look at you get controversial this morning on a Tuesday.
One of those jokes, you're either going to like it or you're not. And I've been waiting for 10 minutes to tell that joke.
Well, welcome to Tuesday, May 26th. My name's Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Hey, hey.
Over there, that's producer JP.
Hey-o.
Hope you all had a great weekend. We're at 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. Instagram and Facebook at Gunner and Cheyenne.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Well, they say it back.
Here we go. Have you ever mispronounced a word in a funny way growing up?
Yes, actually, sparkle growing up was actually parkle, because I couldn't say my S's.
It was parkle.
It was parkle.
Well, I did as well, and I kind of had some fun with that, with the calls today.
Okay. Right?
So, here we go. Here's an appliance repair shop in Michigan.
Repair, this is Dean.
I got one of them new refrigerators, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, what the ideal temperature is.
Between 35 and 38 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, that's kind of what I was figuring on this new refrigerator.
Just to be sure, you're looking at a refrigerator, right?
Yeah, that's what I said, refrigerator.
Okay, but it's like a big square thing that keeps your food cold?
Yeah, refrigerator.
Okay.
Love you, man.
Cool.
I love you, man.
Okay, all right.
Love you, man.
Okay, all right. Love you, too.
No! Yes!
Here's another appliance repair shop. This one is in New York.
Repair, this is Jim speaking. How may I help you?
I got a new refrigerator, and I'm trying to figure out the ideal temperature that it should have this thing set at.
Okay, you got a new what?
A refrigerator.
A refrigerator?
That's what I said, a refrigerator.
Okay, it's refrigerator. The ideal temperature of a refrigerator is 38 degrees.
That's what I said, refrigerator.
You're saying refrigerator. There's no T in it. It's refrigerator. Just as a human being, you're sounding like an idiot when you say refrigerator. Okay, it's refrigerator.
So I set the refrigerator to 38. I got it. I appreciate the info, Jim. I love you, man.
Yeah, you know what? I love you, too. I love you and your refrigerator. Goodbye.
I got it. I didn't think he was
going to
say it.
I know, and he was so angry.
Well, he's proud of his refrigerators, and how dare I call them refrigerators.
How
right?
dare you.
All right, that's I Love You, Man. Camel Country 107.9. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. Well, hope you had a great extended weekend, spending it socially distanced, I'm hoping, and maybe some relaxing time with friends. Socially distanced and family.
Yes, and remembering what the weekend was really about.
For sure. No matter what it was, I'm assuming it was probably better than the weekend that Samantha, whatever, Aaron Judge's girlfriend, her name is Samantha.
I feel like you could have just not left your house and had a better weekend than Samantha had.
Yeah.
Like, your electricity could have been cut off and you still would have had a better weekend.
She was pulled over out in Scottsdale. After going to a restaurant, and I don't know how TMZ gets their hands on this stuff.
And so quickly.
So quickly. But yeah, they got the dash cam or the what do you call the cameras that are on the person?
The
body cam?
Body cams, yeah.
From some Scottsdale police officers, and here we go.
Let me ask you a couple questions here.
Okay.
How much did we have to drink at Master?
Just two things of wine.
Just two things of wine?
Yeah.
Regular size glasses?
Regular size.
No jumbo, officer.
Lies.
Two things.
What's that?
She said two things of wine.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that what she said?
Two things of wine.
Yeah,
but
right.
Before that, it sounded like she was going to say margaritas. Like, I think she just had a cornucopia of things to drink. She couldn't decide which one she was going to go with.
Two things of wine?
Yeah.
Regular size glasses?
Regular size. You're putting me in Debra Allison.
So they got her out. She blew a .12.
Oh.
A .12.
Okay, right. Only convictions are on your record, okay?
Do you understand, like, what you're doing right now?
Well, he's going to have some more info for you. And like my partner said, you're going to only be down there for a couple hours and you'll be released with the ticket and a court date and all that stuff.
I just need to get home.
Right.
Do you know who my boyfriend is?
Oh, she went there. She went there!
Card pulled.
Here we go.
This is going to be bad for me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that right now.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing, is that A-listers have been pulled over for less, and their own name card didn't even work.
Yeah, I know.
What makes you think that dropping your boyfriend's name, A, he doesn't even play on a team here, B, you're just his girlfriend.
That's right, not even a wife or anything. I don't even think Sam Hunt dropped his name when he got pulled over, did he?
No!
Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. But I do want to get to some of these calls. They've been hanging on a while. We're talking about just ways that you've injured yourself doing the most basic of things.
Simple things that turned out to be catastrophes.
Nicole Kidman, she was running around her neighborhood, hit a pothole, broke her ankle. I karate chopped my brother's head years ago and busted the bones at the bottom of my hand. He was just bothering me.
I can see you too. I still can't get the picture out of my head. Just whoop.
Oh, the minivan door was open, the slider, and he was getting in. I must have wanted like the very back seat, you know, the very back seats are cool. And then the minivan, and he wanted it, and I said no. And busted my hand. Oh, that was. Producer JP kicked a rock in the middle of a parking lot.
Hey, recently, too.
Recently.
It's Arizona. There's rocks everywhere. And this one was the size of a basketball. And when you're clumsy, you don't mean to do clumsy things. They just happen.
Sarah, what is the most basic ways that you injured yourself?
So I was sleeping, and I guess I moved my leg really weird. And, yeah, while I was sleeping, my leg dislocated. Like, my kneecap came out.
Oh!
Yeah, so it actually kind of happened a lot, and I ended up getting a surgery to help fix it up. But yeah, that was the most craziest one that happened.
Would you feel it while, like, would it wake you up, or was it just one of those things that you noticed in the morning?
Yeah, I woke up a little bit. I was still, like, in deep sleep, so I was like, oh, shoot, it's out again.
Do you have anybody in the bed with you? Like, do you kick your legs at night? I mean, how does it just, like, come out, you know, like that?
Yeah, so it's just a certain position where I think I had, like, my legs crossed somehow. And when my legs were crossed, I was stretching.
Oh, okay.
And it just,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know dogs, like, when they're dreaming, like, they're running, yeah, and they're kicking, yeah, you know? That's how I envisioned, you with your kneecap, you know? You're, like, pretending.
Yeah,
you're just, like, pole vaulting, yeah, or something. Like, you're a track star in your dream.
Yeah. So, yeah, I ended up being able to put it back myself, and
I could never. You know, some people do that with, like, their shoulders. Yeah. Just right back on in there. That's something else.
Yeah, my husband has a deformity in his shoulder, so his shoulder pops out all the time, too.
Well, you two are just peas in a pot, aren't you?
Yeah, he's got the top half, I got the lower. We make up a whole.
Our senior salute from the Marine Corps and Sanderson Ford here in Campbell Country, 107.9. We do it at about 30 past every hour.
I love this one because it comes from a graduate's neighbor. So the graduate is Chase Jankowski from Lincoln Way West High School. She wants you to know that he lost not only his senior prom, his senior graduation, but also his senior season of baseball. Congratulations, Chase.
Chase!
If you have a grad in your life that you would like to be a part of our senior salute, you can text the word grad to 22108. We'll text you back with all the details. Speaking of texting and our text line at 22108, tomorrow is a big day.
Yep, I'm going to be doing another birthday song for you, Camel Nation, and I need some names, I need some phone numbers, I need some suggestions, just like Sue. Sue said that she likes to gamble, she liked to swim with sharks, all sorts of weird stuff, and I threw it together in a song, and this was a little bit of what happened last
week.
She's
married with two kids, but not slowing down, that's foolish. She just went scuba diving with freaking sharks.
See, I mean, it's a custom song for Sue on her birthday.
And they might not be songs that are on key, but they're heartfelt and they're fun, and I put my whole effort into it.
If it makes you feel any better, I have listened to this song probably 10 plus times.
Oh, it's so good. No, it's really good. So if you have a birthday anytime this week, JP wants to randomly select one and write a custom song for you. So He'll like inquire about little details about your life, or maybe you want to do this for your wife or your significant other or whatever.
Whoever.
You know?
Yeah.
They just make you feel better.
So text your name and number to 22108 and we'll get this ball rolling.
I like it. I'm looking forward to you tomorrow.
I am too. I'm kind of giddy about it, actually.
Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. Time for a round of Masterpiece Theater that is not so much a masterpiece, but it does
have its days. Cheyenne and JP will act out a scene from a popular movie, be the first to identify the movie, and you'll earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime, which you can use that airtime for whatever you want. You want to shout out a grad, you want to shout out your business, you want to make funny noises, whatever you want to do with 12 seconds, it's yours to use. We just have three rules.
Don't be offensive, no slandering, and don't curse, please.
Yeah. So here we go. Here's the movie. The thespians are ready. Action.
Is butter a carb?
Yes. Regina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So it's against the rules and you can't sit with us.
Whatever. Those rules aren't real.
They were real that day I wore a vest.
Because that vest was disgusting.
You can't sit with us!
Sweatpants are all that fits me right now.
what was that line you said?
You can't sit with us!
It sounded like two words.
It's high school girl talk.
I like it. What movie was that? 602-260-1079. If you are correct, you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. What's your name?
Christina.
Yes. What movie was that?
Mean Girls.
That's it. You got it! You got through without getting screened and stuff like that. Are you familiar with the 12 seconds? You want the 12 seconds? What do you want to do?
Just wanted to say hello.
Okay, that works. Hi. All right, quick few seconds. I like it. Well, Christina, thank you so much for listening. And have an amazing day, okay?
You too, thank you.
Thanks. Honestly, that just kind of made my day a little bit.
No, it was good. It was really nice.
It was dainty and cute.
She only needed 1 second.
Yeah.
I like that.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Well, if you ask me, and you didn't, but I'm going to tell you anyways, any talk of sports is good news. And the NBA announced yesterday on Twitter that they are starting discussions with the Players Association to resume the 2019-2020 season in late July, which I think is super exciting. But where will they play is the biggest question right now, because a lot of states, like California, where, you know, the Lakers play, you can't have professional sports. You can't have the big crowds. So one of the things that they're talking about is playing all the games and housing all the teams in Florida at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Disney World. So instead of players going home to be with their families, they will stay in hotels, you know, so they can really watch who the players are around and make sure that they're being safe and healthy in order to get sports back on. But they're not the only ones. We also found out over the weekend that NHL is in talks with their players union about resuming their season. Now, if it does move forward, so currently, if we were in a regular season, not bringing coronavirus into it, we would be going into playoffs with 16 teams. But what would happen now is if they resumed playing, they were going to move into a 24-team playoff system.
So anybody who is kind of on the brink of possibly making it in,
right?
They're not kind of screwed by the whole coronavirus thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So more teams will have more chances. And I think it's a great idea, especially when you factor in how much time they've had off, because training facilities are just now being allowed to open back up.
Well, I'm sure they've been like at home gyms and stuff like that. They got money.
Yeah, but it's still not the same. Like, it's not the same with being with your trainer, training with, your teammates. It's just not the same.
Or get on the ice and hit somebody.
Exactly.
Well, the Coyotes are in, and they'd be like the 11 seed. They'd be one of the play-in games.
Right.
Which sounds like it's like Vegas. Like, there's going to be two hubs. One will be Vegas, one will be East Coast.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Yeah. More casinos are planning on opening up over the course of the next week and into next week. Those include Talking Stick Resort, Casino Arizona, and Desert Diamond West Valley. Unfortunately, none of those casinos have publicly released what their sanitary procedures are going to be given opening up with coronavirus. But I think educated guess, like, we can assume that it's probably going to be a lot like the other casinos that opened up last week. And I think quarantine was just a little too much for Morgan Wallen, because he hit the town in Nashville on Saturday with some buddies and ended up getting himself arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct.
Oh,
yes.
Come on, Morgan.
I know. So when you go into it, he was asked to leave by security guards. He refused to leave. Then he started breaking glass stuff. I mean, it really just doesn't look good. He did end up posting his $500 bill, and then he apologized on Twitter the next day. But still, keep your stuff together. You are in the public eye now, Morgan. It just drives me crazy when these things happen. You can now take us anywhere you go when you just download the radio.com app on your smartphone. All you got to do is go to your app store and search for radio.com.
Cheyenne had a nice little chat with Jordan Davis last week.
Yeah, it was last week. It was Tuesday, and it was so much fun.
You can watch the video, facebook.com/camel1079. Google, they just released the results of an annual study on the most common how do you spell searches in every state this year.
Okay.
So like when you type into Google, how do you spell and then a word?
Right.
So they kind of compiled. So the most searched word that needed spelling in Arizona was quarantine.
Okay.
Spell quarantine, Cheyenne.
Q-A...
Nope.
No, it's Q-U-A-R-A... something. If I was writing it out, I could probably spell it. I am not a spelling bee champion. It's not a surprise to anybody.
For Oregon, it's elephant.
Why do so many people in Oregon need to know how to spell elephant?
That's a good question.
Is it legal to have pet elephants in Oregon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got questions.
Spell elephant.
E-L-E-F or P-H-A-N-T?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was going in my head, and so F came out. But I knew it was P-H.
In Idaho, Erie. Spell Erie.
E-A-R-Y? I-E?
No, E-E-R-I-E.
Oh, yeah, no. I would never got that. It's what voice dictation is for.
Maybe that's why you're not good at spelling. You're using Siri too much.
And I wasn't a reader growing up.
My daughter does it. She's playing this little game on her little iPod where she's talking into the phone instead of typing out the words.
Oh, is that what she does when I hear her talking to herself?
Little turd. No, she's not going to learn to spell if she's doing that.
I'm telling you, I am so pro kids reading because I was not a reader and I can't spell to save my life.
For Tennessee, it's machine. These are words that people type into Google to try and find the spelling for. So for Tennessee, the most searched for spelling is machine. Go for it. Machine.
Why you got M-A-C-H-I-N-E?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah! Let the record show I spelled something right.
Here's another one most common in quite a few states. Canceled.
Canceled?
Canceled.
It's one L, right?
Go for it. Spell it.
C-A-N-C, I don't know, cancel, E-L-E, or is it two L's?
Two L's.
Really?
And a D at the end, yeah.
Canceled.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I'm not a good, if I was writing it out, I might have spelt it right.
Are you good at spelling, JP?
Hit or miss. So I'd say I'm 60% good at spelling.
Okay, so the most, I don't know what state that, I'm looking at the state of the U.S., I don't know what state this is. Bidet.
you're gonna ask me to spell a French word?
Well, no, it's also a sprayer thing on a toilet
that
sprays you in your...
me of Big Daddy when they're teaching the kid to spell and he got hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus? Bidet. B-A-D-A-Y.
No. B-I-D... there's a photo from over the weekend that somebody made my daughter's weekend.
They did. And, you know, it's one of those things where it doesn't take a lot to make somebody feel good. And that's exactly what happened.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. There is a group that they go to the hospitals to the sick kiddos as fairy tale princesses. And kind of just like brighten their day.
Right.
It was offered to me last week that, hey, we'd love to do this. You know, send us your address and we'll send some of the girls out.
And that's exactly what happened. And to be able to sit back and see, like, so Tatum, your 4-year-old, is very shy as is. So to watch, like, it made me happy to see her have that interaction and knowing that she was still just her shy self.
It's been a rough month and a half for her. You know, if not more, with the Wilms tumor and the chemo and stuff like that. And Princess Project AZ on Instagram is who they are. And they sent out Belle. They sent out the gal from Aladdin.
Jasmine.
And Moana.
Yeah.
And they came out. And all I did was preface it with when we were inside the house waiting for them. I said, we got a surprise for you guys. And I have a 7-year-old and then Tatum, who's 4. They're so excited. Like, what is it? What could it possibly be? stepping on the front porch and the fairy tale princesses being there on the sidewalk.
They just like emerged from behind the car,
yeah,
too.
Tatum got super shy, as you said. Kaylin, she's a thinker, and the wheels were turning as to how this possibly could have happened without her knowing.
You know, those whole wheels. You can see that on her face, too, which is so funny.
Yeah, totally. But it was a great thing for the Princess Project AZ to do, and I thank them for that. You can check out the photos, the video, stuff like that, facebook.com/Gutter and Cheyenne. And they're tagged. I mean, if you would love something like this to happen for you, get a hold of them. They have like Anna and Elsa.
They got everybody.
Yeah, they got
all
everybody.
The fairy princesses.
All of them. Love that. Here's Darius Rucker now, Camel Country, 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.